More than 150,000 people died in Australia last year, and most ended up in the hands of a funeral director. But few people know what happens when they hand over a loved one. Tonight, a Four Corners investigation reveals some shocking practices in Australia's funeral industry, from rubbish being placed in coffins to bodies identified in shopping centre car parks. Stephanie March reports.
For 22 years, Michael Cox has worked in the funeral industry. He started out washing cars, became a qualified embalmer, and now owns his own funeral home. He's horrified by some of the things he and his staff have seen other funeral directors do.
Rubbish out of a garbage bin being put into a coffin because either they've got no medical waste bin or purely because they want to get rid of some rubbish and it's been put into the coffin with the deceased. If they've run out of room in the cool room, they'll put deceased people top to toe on the same tray because they won't say no to a funeral.
Australia's funeral industry is worth $1.6 billion, yet few people know what goes on behind the scenes. Nigel Davies is the head of the National Funeral Directors Association.
I'm sometimes horrified by some of the things I come across in the funeral industry. The general underlying overcharging, bad behaviour, pressuring of families, things like that, is very concerning. And I think a lot of people would be very uncomfortable if they knew that families at their most vulnerable and most grieving are often being manipulated.
Christian Maxwell is the CEO of a company that owns brands in Victoria and New South Wales, including Alison Monkhouse and TJ Andrews. He worries about the funeral industry's lack of regulation, oversight and transparency. One practice that concerns him happens in Victoria, where crematoriums are all run by state-regulated trusts. Some Victorian companies take bodies interstate where they own their own facilities.
The fact that companies are trying to penny pinch by taking bodies outside Victoria for cremation is ridiculous. You're taking someone's loved one, you're driving them in some instances 300 kilometres in a van where they're shaking around and moving around when the, you know, there's perfect facilities here in Victoria that could cope with that. And in a way it should be illegal.
One company that does this is Tobin Brothers. The company's CEO is James McLeod.
It is a profit centre of Tobin Brothers, but it's also important to us that we maintain the care of the deceased and their care.
Do you tell customers that their loved one could be going with potentially four other people in a van up the highway over the border?
It's not something that we don't disclose.
Do you explicitly tell them that the crematorium is in New South Wales, is over the border?
Yes, all of our, because it's we need to fill out New South Wales health paperwork, which the client family needs to sign off on.
Christian Maxwell says even though families are told, he believes it shouldn't be allowed to happen.
At the end of the day, these people aren't meat. They can't just be shipped around because it's convenient.
Christian Maxwell, CEO of funeral operator Zali, ending that report by Stephanie March. And you can see the Four Corners investigation tonight at 8:30 on ABC TV or on iView.